I think the biggest change is that when I'd interviewed them in earlier years, maybe in 2008, 2009, there was an attitude of apprehension, of concern, of deep uncertainty about what was going to happen, about whether the e-book revolution would happen at all. Very strongly opposed views at that time in 2008, 2009. On the one hand, the digital enthusiasts who were convinced believers that the digital revolution and the e-book revolution would happen very rapidly and very dramatically and essentially turn the industry upside down. On the other hand, the digital skeptics who doubted it would ever happen, who believed that e-books were largely a waste of time in the world of trade publishing. And in the middle, a large number of digital agnostics, as I called them, who were just very uncertain about what would happen and decided not to express very strong views one way or the other. But by the summer of 2011, it was clear that the industry was going in a certain direction and that the e-book revolution would indeed become a reality, had become a reality. So the deeply skeptical views that had been expressed in 2007, 2008 were now no longer pertinent. And those people who had expressed those views were obliged to eat their words. They knew that the industry had begun to change in quite dramatic ways and that it was a new constellation now. No one really, of course, knew what was going to happen in the future, but they could not deny that e-books were a reality in the world of trade publishing. So that was the biggest change. Of course, there were a whole range of more subtle and nuanced changes. For example, publishers now, of course, found themselves operating in a context of deep uncertainty about the future. Although it was clear that there was a shift to e-books, it wasn't clear how far that was going to go and what the implications were going to be in so many different ways. And so today, publishers find themselves planning in a context of deep uncertainty about the future. They simply don't know what this world is going to look like in a year's time or 2 years' time. And it makes it very difficult to plan a business when you are so unsure about what the channels to market will be in 2 or 3 years' time and who the main retailers will be and what role they will be playing. It's very, very difficult.